To help fill in this story, I'm joined now by David Nakamura of The Washington Post. He's interviewed Swenson many times, and while this is a story of uncommon heroism, is it also fair to say that it was an uncommon path to today's medal ceremony?
Absolutely. It's been a long 4 years, Ray, for Will Swenson. He has left the military 2 years ago, and he went back to his native Seattle, where he's from, where he went to college, and he has really kept a low profile, in part, I think, because of the controversy surrounding his award. There is a lot of allegations that the Army was concerned about his criticism, concerned about what kind of representation he would give if he was on a public stage like this. However, there's been pressure from outside, both from reports in the media, but also a U.S. congressman got involved asking what happened to this nomination. He deserves the award. He's got it today. He stood up there like a good soldier and accepted the award, and Bat was back in his uniform. So it was a very powerful moment.
The president touched on it lightly, as he did, as he does at all medal ceremonies. He told the story of how this award came to be. It took a long time for those men to get air support when they were pinned down by those snipers.
Absolutely. Our reporting showed that it took about 90 minutes, from what we understand from eyewitnesses, of people involved in the ambush. 90 minutes of pure fighting. These were 11 or so U.S. trainers with Afghan National Army troops and border police who were allied with the U.S., but were not completely under our command. And so some of those folks just ran off in the battle. The U.S. Soldiers and Marine Corps got separated from one another, which was part of the problem. Their communication was cut off at one point. And so they were really stranded on the battlefield for a long time. It took 2 hours for Will Swenson and his men to move back. They suffered casualties, including Kenneth Westbrook, as the video showed, and that was a problem. And they eventually were able to regroup, go back out, and they found the former three Marines and a Navy corpsman who had been killed, unfortunately.
What are some